Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
You're right there, Helen Monks. Do you want to make any more noise while we're running the, you know, the credits at the beginning of the show?
Did I? I think it was Dave. It wasn't me.
That was 100% with you, mate. Sorry.
Dave and I are professionals, Helen. We
clattering around.
Like,
what was I doing? What did it sound like?
It was a clattering vibe. It was a lot like on the last episode when at the end you, again, over the credits, just started relaxing, getting yourself ready, you know, smacking around. I don't know what you're doing, smacking the wall or something, punching the wall.
I think you should mute me. I think that's on you, to be honest. That's very unprofessional. Was I doing this?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Was it this?
All of that. Yeah.
I'm at my desk, but I'm sat on a chair which has a pile of clothes on it because I couldn't be bothered to move the clothes. So I'm sort of perched.
Ah, nice. The chair drobe.
Yeah. You know it.
I've got one of those. I've also got you can get them from IKEA now, and they're flat pack as well. The floor drobe.
Oh, I love a floor drobe.
You should see my side of the bed just looks like the front of a charity shop at about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my gosh, can we take pictures and compare? Because I bet I win.
Yeah, I'll move the tissues and then I'll send you some pictures.
Oh, please.
1 minute in. But Beth's side of the bed, I mean, it is like show home, essentially.
Wow, she must hate you.
Do you operate a double, like a two-half system? I would not have thought you'd have been allowed to get away with that, to be
honest. Pretty much. She just doesn't come over to my side. Because also my side of the bed is where Polly sleeps. So she's on the floor right next to me and then there's loads of clothes. And
so then she loves all the clothes.
She loves all the clothes. They make her feel comforted, the smell of my worn garments.
Is your side of the bed the far side as you enter the room?
Surely it is,
absolutely.
Yeah,
yes, of course.
A no-go zone for Beth. She just sort of walks in and she's got her sort of half a bedroom.
There's an invisible screen which she won't go past. It's interesting though, isn't it? Because in times gone by, she always insisted that I had to go nearer the door for the inevitable intruder in the middle of the night thing.
Yeah, right. The murderer.
Yeah.
But she realised that actually it wasn't worth it. It was better to die than to have the mess.
better to run the risk of murder than lie and have to cross the steg pit on the way to her bed every night.
So. I think she's absolutely right.
Are you
going
to be annoyed if I'm now going to unzip and take my coat off? Don't ask why I'm wearing my coat.
Hang on, Dave, have you got your piano there? You've got your keyboard set up?
Yeah.
Dave, you could play some hold music, couldn't you?
Could just crack on with it though while Helen does that. But yeah, I mean,
a bit of hold music while Helen's getting her coat off. Why is your coat on at this time on a Sunday morning?
I thought about going to the shop to buy some hash browns, but as you say, it's a Sunday, so the shop doesn't open till 11. So I started to leave my flat and then realised the big mistake of going into the world. So then I came back in, but I've been wearing the coat ever since, just for comfort.
Sometimes it is nice to wear a coat indoors. All right, go on then, pop your coat off. We'll just...
Here we go. Quite a long zip. Okay, it's off. Thank you.
There you go.
So, Dave... AOB, what's been going on with you this week, please?
Well, I've got some news, actually, Tom and Helen. You're both very excited, but this is a Cabin Fever first.
Oh.
Because this episode of Cabin Fever is being filmed in front of a live studio audience.
No. Is your sister still in bed?
Listen.
That is there the tale is. Of Herc.
I think that's Herc's tail, like, flapping against the bed. No, so, you know, I've mentioned this, haven't I, that my friend Claire is staying with me at the moment while she does...
The Phantom of the Opera is there.
Yes, almost exactly that show, except it's not that one.
The go-to West, what is your go-to West End song? It's mine as well, completely. She's in the West End. She must be playing on the flute, the Phantom of the Opera. It must be, can be no other song.
Brilliant. Yeah, such a bunch of basic bitches, you lot. But yeah, so she's staying in my spare room while she's here. And this morning I said, and he did a podcast at 11. Well, I said last night, just warning, you need to do a podcast at 11. She's like, oh, yes, fine. I'll definitely be up by then. Don't worry. Mm. And then I came in this morning, said, it's 11, it's about 11:02. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. She's like, do actually you need to leave the room? I was like, no, if you want to stay there, that's absolutely fine.
She's getting a live performance. I know she's a fan of the podcast. Popped up before, hasn't she, on the podcast?
Yeah, but I presume at the moment it's quite shit, isn't it? Because all we can hear is my side of it and not the conversation. Would you say that's a bit shit?
My gosh, can we talk about her? And then you have to respond in a way that she doesn't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good, good. Okay. Are you
on? Hang on, she's saying something. Oh, yeah, that is what happened when I was in Devon, to be fair. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah, and didn't she say, have you started the podcast yet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You've remembered a bit from a podcast. Dave, I don't know about you, but I don't remember anything that we do on these podcasts.
I remember
also,
that bit.
Are you proud? Because that wasn't even a podcast I was in, I must be listening.
Yeah, well, it's quite impressive, actually, Helen. Well,
there you go.
Genuinely, one of the loveliest moments this year, Helen, was when you texted me and Dave out of the blue saying, just listen to a random episode. You guys are so nice and it was so lovely. And it was a really heartwarming moment.
It was so true. I wasn't feeling very well and I put it on in bed and it was just so comforting and nice. And I understood. Suddenly something clicked and I was like, that's why they do what they do. Before that, I'd been like, what's going on here?
You were pretty sure you were just chatting to me and Tom, weren't you? And it wasn't really going out anywhere.
So, Dave, Claire's nearby. The flautist is nearby. Okay, first question from me. Has she got her flute lying next to her like a sleeping snake?
No, there is no flute lying next to her in the bed. Is she actually a flautist, says Helen? Yes, that's a yes, a yes. We're doing questions about Claire.
Has she got, this is a bit pervy, but are we talking t-shirt? Are we talking full-on pyjamas?
Tom.
What? No, I'm trying to make it. I'm interested.
Ask another question.
She's naked.
She's fully naked.
She's naked. Okay, fine. No, that's it. I've got my answer. That's all I needed.
No wonder she can't get out of the bed.
wearing a Royal Navy t-shirt.
Royal Navy t-shirt. Thank you. Right. Okay, now I know. You've painted a picture.
When did she first start to learn the flute?
When did you first start to learn the flute? When she was about 8.
Wow, that's a bit of a late starter, isn't it?
She says.
I've just assumed she's a prodigy.
Okay, my next question. Does she know any songs by the prodigy on the flute?
That's going to make no sense because she's not heard Helen say the word prodigy, but I can ask her.
Just ask her.
Do you know any songs by the prodigy?
Not on my flute.
No, that's understandable.
I'd like to hear. It's not
a traditionally flautist sort of repertoire. No.
I'd love that because you know you get those the Muzak things where people sort of do a slightly jazzed up or operatic version of songs. Firestarter on the panpipes. Where's that?
Invaders Must Die. I think that would be great by a full orchestra.
Yeah.
At least that one's got. That one's got a bit of a tune. Yeah, the problem with Firestarter is there's literally nothing to it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's just Firestarter.
Sort of screaming.
More like Morse code, isn't it? I just plumbed new depths conversationally with Beth. It was bad.
Oh, okay. No.
I was sitting at the kitchen table. This was yesterday morning. And I went, oh, what's exciting. Genuinely, I was excited. And I'll tell you for why. Because I'd logged onto my bank account and I was looking at my bank account. And on Lloyd's, right? They have started putting.
Oh my God.
It gets worse. It gets much, much worse. On your bank statement, they've started putting the logo of the company you've used next to the withdrawal of cash. So, for example, Now TV, who I've started subscribing to Sky Sports through there.
Right.
The little Now TV logo, and all these colourful logos have popped up on my bank statement. And
they're trying to be like Monzo, aren't they?
They're trying to Monzo it all up. Exactly. They're going for the sort of Monzo, the jazzed up Monzo effect. Mm-hmm. But she just stared through me like, Jesus, as if 2020, you know, hasn't already been awful enough. The fact that this is now my breakfast table conversation. It's all I'm capable of. It's awful, isn't it?
It's pretty bad, Tom. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, I know.
It's
pretty bad. I quite like looking at a colourful bank statement. Why can't they make more colourful, like a nice pie chart? I'd enjoy that.
I do like on Monzo when you can see where it's from, but also you can see the location. You can see on a map where you've been.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's good. Yeah, tells a story. Tells a story. So yeah, that's the depths to which I've lowered.
To be fair, that conversation almost brought this podcast to a halt, which is known for absolutely inane chat. So proper, I think Beth is probably right to dismiss it.
Yeah, conversation is sort of really throwing an anchor out the window and just waiting for them.
Yeah.
What I love is you've tried a conversation on her, tested the water, that had a bad response, and you then brought that conversation to an actual podcast where your job is to talk about stuff.
Never give up. You know what? I'm going to keep pushing this as a topic, and like next time I have any kind of social interaction, and I'll just see where it goes. Maybe if I bump into a dog walking friend, you know, I'll just sort of like, "How are you? Yeah, not bad. Have a look at my Lloyd's account. Look at this. You can see a little native, it's a little pink logo. You never know. It could, you know, it could start something."
It could
start something. It could end something as well.
It could end something, yeah. Helen and I have made good on our promise from last week, Tom.
Oh.
Briefly. I'd say we did it for an hour after the podcast last week, right? And then we've not done it since.
Are we seriously going from bank statements to chess? Is that what's happening?
We've been playing chess, haven't we, Nancy?
Yeah, it's been so good.
Who's winning?
We won it all, aren't we?
I think it's won all, yeah. We played two games. I think we won all.
Oh, congratulations. Well done.
I got a bit lulled into a false sense of security, though, with you, Dave. No offence to your chess playing skills, but I then went, you know, you can play online 10 minutes versus a random person.
Oh, did you get hammered?
Don't do that, mate.
Absolutely. People are so good at chess.
It was very clear from our game of chess that we were both as bad as each other rather than as good as each other. Do you know what I mean? There was no real hiding the fact that it was a bit... Like, what... I'd say, Tom, the level of expertise we have is knowing which way the pieces can move. Like, right, we're really good at that. We know what they can do.
Yeah.
But that's very much like sort of going, you kick the ball that way towards the goal. And it's not really adding any level of skill or tactical expertise, I'd say.
No. Just sort of independently moving pieces around, wasn't it, for two
hours? Yeah, absolutely. Just having a nice time. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes we'd interact and, you know, sometimes we wouldn't. I'd say the game that you won, to be fair, and I think it's doing you a disservice to say we won all, because the game that I won... you should have won. And this is very much goes back to this point, is that I think the last 15 moves, you had like the chance to absolutely kill me, and I was just hoping you didn't make the move and then just dancing around it, and luckily.
Is it because you didn't know that you had that chance? You were sort of circling around his near corpse chess-wise.
I think it literally was that, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was me being dumb. So I think that's why you definitely deserve to win. Because if I had an open goal and I missed it, that's on me.
I always think checkmate's a very sarcastic thing to say, isn't it? You can make that with checkmate. Do you know what I mean? It always feels a little bit snarky that I never liked. It used to wind me up at school. I hated chess.
Do you know what? I've given up on the Queen's gammon.
Hang on. What episode?
I think I had two or three to go, and then I just Googled what happened. Yeah. Turns out, not very much.
No, but the last episode's lovely.
It's really good.
That's what I'd say. I actually only finished it yesterday, having done the same as you. I sort of watched a lot of it. I was like, I really like it, but I wasn't compelled to go back to it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And then I did watch the last couple last night. Mm. The last one is really lovely. It's really worth ploughing through.
I really think everyone's done a great job making it, and I'm sure a lot of love has gone into it.
Just in case any of the crew are listening. Yeah, someone somewhere's like, oh God, I was sparks on that. She hates me.
Just in case they're casting season two, right?
Well, this is exactly it. Yeah. I hate it, but I will be in it if you want me to.
Can you imagine if something that you said on this fucking podcast ruined some actual acting work? That would be devastating, wouldn't it?
I hope I would never know. That, fingers crossed.
Yeah, don't worry.
Did your mate get that self-tape, Tom, that he stole off you?
Oh, no, he didn't. But do you know what? Obviously, I didn't get it, but I got really good feedback for the first ever time. Did I tell you about this? Hang on. What
are you talking about? Is this something you've talked about off the podcast?
I think it might be. I feel like it is. Did we talk about me doing a self-tape audition on this podcast?
So you did a self-tape audition. I remember things. I'm like you guys. You did a self-tape audition, and then your friend Tristram, I want to say, came round to help you with it, and then you have the same agent. He then called your agent and was like, could I get an audition for that self-tape as well?
Well, the good news, I mean, the bad news is I didn't get the part. The good news is he didn't even get an audition. So absolutely wonderful. Yeah, thanks for coming, guys.
What was it for? Whoa. Can you tell us?
No, I can't even be bothered to tell you. I'm probably not allowed to tell you. Not that anyone really cares.
Star Wars drama.
One of those sort of bits. Yeah, that's it. Exactly. It was a Star Wars spin-off thing with Ewan McGregor. but mind you, have you ever auditioned for Star Wars films?
Yeah.
They're mad. The NDAs you have to sign are insane. Yeah. And then you have to download this bit of software.
Haven't you just broken them?
Well, no, because long since gone. But that you download this bit of software and you can only read your script. Have you done this, right? Where it blacks
you
everything out.
You don't know what's happening. You can't work out. And I asked them, like, am I a human? And they were like, we can't tell you anything. So you just have to kind of... I took my own lightsaber, though, to my audition.
Oh, you legend. Oh, my God, that's brilliant.
It was one of those, you know, when you, like, go, jump, and it all comes out, like, in one big
so good thing. Yeah. I once had to audition for the part of a milkman saying morning at the end of the Mary Poppins remake. And I had to self-tape. I had
did
to
you take your own milk bottle?
I turned up in a float. No, it was a self-tape. And I had to video. Hello, it's Tom Price here with Independent Talent. Good morning. Thank you very much.
Do you know what? I do that whenever I watch anything now. If somebody's got a walk on one line part, as they leave, I go, they auditioned for that part. Because they did. They came in and they went, here's your morning briefing, and then they leave.
Yeah, and it's really hard as well. I would say it's incredibly hard to get those little parts, because when you've got a massive part, like you've got Helen in, what's it called? Sorry.
Go on, name one thing I've done. Bridget Jones,
Upstart
the main
Crow. In Upstart Crow. When you've got a massive part in something like Upstart Crow and you've got a big character and you've got lots of different things you could do with all the different lines you've got, it's fine. But when you have the smaller parts where you've just got to say something like, that's a perfect example, here's your morning briefing. Like, it's a bit like Joey, isn't it, in that old Friends episode with the soup thing, noodle soup. You're kind of like, here's your morning briefing. No, that's rubbish. Here's your morning brief. No, here's your morning. Here's your morning brief. Here is your morning brief.
You overthink it so much because you've got nothing
to do. Also, what you don't want to do is underplay it, because then you look like you're not doing anything.
Totally.
So it's real hard.
And then you watch it and the person who got the part totally underplays it and says, here's your morning briefing. Like, it's a nightmare.
Absolute nightmare.
God, this is like Inside the Actors Studio. This is very bloody, isn't it?
I got my back cracked yesterday. That's my other news.
On purpose?
Yeah, I went to an osteopath to get the old thing done. Have you ever had that done, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's total nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's nonsense.
What, an osteopath?
Yeah, it's absolutely
isn't
nonsense.
Isn't chiropractor nonsense? I thought chiropractors were nonsense. I mean, no, by the way, we've probably got people listening who do those things as careers. So
you're so right. I'm so sorry. No, I think it's really valid. I think that my reason for going was not valid, and therefore there wasn't anything to fix. But they made a lot of like clicking noises, which sounded like it was doing something.
Yeah, but didn't they do massage things as well?
Mostly just threw me about and cracked and clicked.
Well, so maybe this place does, it specializes in backs, and it did loads of massaging as well, so like 80% massage and stretching as well.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Then a couple of crunches.
It feels lovely. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I feel better, and the bit of my back is my lumbar that's gone wrong is all sort of crunched and tensed up, and after yesterday it feels a lot better.
Do you know what? I completely take it back. Like, that's amazing. Isn't that amazing? You've had a bad back, you go and they sort your back out.
It feels looser, because when it's something like a back or a neck, it gets really tight, and if they crack it and stretch it, obviously it loosens up. But it's great for when the crunch bit happens, because you know there's three responses to when the big crack happens. One is apparently some people cry.
Yeah.
I've heard this, yeah.
One is that people go, ugh. And the other is giggling. And that turns out I giggle. I just completely...
You are such a giggler. That is so not surprising.
I didn't realize. The first one she did, I was like, ugh. Couldn't stop myself. Amazing.
I bet she just lied to you and pretended that was one of the three, because I've only ever heard about the first two. I've not heard about the giggling strand.
Oh, you're right. Maybe she's trying to make me feel better. It's fine. No people.
Yeah, and the third one, Tom, is creepy giggling.
And the fourth one is wetting yourself. Yeah, that's one of the fourth ones. Absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. It was good. I enjoyed it. I'm going to go back more often just to get...
I think that's the thing. I think you have to go often. This is where the nonsense worry comes from, is that you feel better today, which is sort of a nice combo of short term and also brain. And then it's like, in 3 days, is your back just going to be the same as it was before?
Yeah.
And therefore, if you go loads, great news, have a nice time.
I didn't know osteopaths were the word. I know that. Hey, listen, let's not offend any listeners. Let's pull ourselves out of this.
Let's pull out. We're reversing out.
Just come out of that one. Yeah, there we go. Talking of listeners, Dave, have we had any contact from any of them this week?
Yeah, we've had loads, actually, and I feel like I'd really like to get to the compendium fairly quickly, but I don't think we can you know, keep forgetting to do the compendium, but it's a big commitment.
Well, listen,
I've sent it to you on the WhatsApp. Here you go. You got all Caroline's done the compendium, which is an emoji guide to cabin fever lockdown
Caroline.
2.
She's so fantastic. I love this.
Wow, look at this.
Well, listen, why don't we, let's digest this. Play some ads. Don't forget, don't buy denim and don't choose Virgin Media. Come back from the ads and then we'll go through the compendium. And also, breaking news, Riddle Me Wilfred's got a new game he wants to play with you.
Yes!
Yeah. Great. He's training to be an osteopath. You're going to love it. All right, then. See you shortly. Thank you.
It's an S-Pod thing. The podcast revisiting S Club 7's insane TV show.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone's binge-watched this. Anyone who's not on drugs.
Thank you for bringing this into my life. It was honestly truly appalling.
Guests helped me analyse the show in more detail than anyone ever asked for.
It feels weird to me to say the phrase sex object in a show that was aimed at six-year-olds.
Do you think this is one of the problems with the show is that 7 is too much?
It's an S-Pod thing from Great Big Owl.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, the problem with the compendium, and there's two problems here. One is you said, let's digest this while the adverts are on, knowing full well that we don't actually listen to the adverts now. So it's it's about 3 seconds after you said that.
Yeah, cool.
So we've had no time to look at it or think. But the second problem is this is literally an entire test of the thing Helen's just made the point of, that we don't remember anything we talk about on the podcast.
Yeah, and also, I know I listened to that one episode, but that was it.
Well, hang on, Claire the Flautist, surely she's an avid listener, hence why she's
listened to the one that she was on, and that's it, I'd say.
Oh, no. Well, listen, the first one I can do, A, is a picture of a man, a Scottish flag, and a penguin / puffin, maybe. That's obviously Alistair, isn't it?
Alistair's actually, yeah. Done. Boom.
Done, all right.
Actually, B is fine. B is a baguette, a croissant, and a bin. Helen?
Oh, yeah, of course.
French rubbish.
No, Helen, it was you. It was you.
It's you and your...
Oh,
your,
my gosh,
you
it's, and... my it's my bread bin.
Yes.
Your bakery habits, yeah, nice. Exactly.
C is a TV and a crown.
I mean, that must be TV's might be, the crown,
maybe
surely?
Something to do... With, I was going to say it might be something to do with the crown on TV.
Yeah, I think it's probably the television's the crown.
I know what D is.
Yeah, go on.
D is some jeans and a boot. What's it called? Downward thumb.
Downward thumb is a yoga move. If you're doing if you do hand yoga, do the upward finger and the downward thumb.
A thumbs down for those of us that use sort of more regular lingo.
And that's what you were just talking about. Don't buy denim.
Yeah,
we don't like denim. We hate denim. You're quite right. Oh, we're flying through these. What a good test
we go.
This is.
A door and a key. Oh shit. This is E though. E.
This is about, I know this one. I was on this one. Martin McCutcheon.
Martin McCutcheon. Yes, absolutely right. Great work.
It's such a niche spin-off of Through the Keyhole. Hello, welcome to McCutcheon's Escutcheon. It's
through
a one.
Through the Escutcheon and Martin McCutcheon.
Then we've got a phone and...
Fun phone.
Time Friday. Fun Time Friday. Celebrating, a phone and people celebrating. Fun Time Friday.
Great.
Although we should really rename that Clusterfuck Friday because it's an aneurysm waiting to happen. G goes, well.
Car, dog, tree, calendar, coffee, cake.
It's a Christmas tree as well, isn't it? Is that significant? And the calendar says the 17th of January. Is that significant?
No, that's 17th. Just the date on the calendar, isn't it, normally?
Oh, July.
On the emoji, you know?
This is about your dog's near-death experience.
What?
Car, dog.
Shit, my God, my dog had a near-death experience this year. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
I did put her in the...
Coffee, cake.
And then did you... Going to pick up your Christmas tree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that topic we always talk about on Cameo TV.
Did I tell you about my Christmas, how I got my Christmas tree home? Did we do that, Helen, please?
We haven't done that on the podcast, but I've seen it on your Instagram. No, I've seen it on your wife's Instagram.
Oh, actually, we need to talk about Instagram. I need to apologise to you, Dave, about Instagram. I did an Instagram faux pas this week.
Yes, it was an incident, wasn't it, Tom?
It was an incident.
Incident.
But very quickly, I got the Christmas tree home by putting it on my adult man scooter and scooting it home. It's a brilliant way to get
it. It was
Christmas
good.
It's
very imaginative. Well
Thank
done.
You. Wow.
Hey, I'm stuck on G, lads, if I'm honest. Car, dog, Christmas tree.
Great.
Calendar.
Good boy tree.
Calendar, coffee.
Was it?
Cake.
No.
Move on from that. We'll come back to that. If you know that, Twitter, please.
We're back at Helen Breadbin because it's a picture
of
Helen
Monks, isn't it? A lady of the bread in the bin.
You can't have two bread bins.
No, H is for Helen Monks. It's a nod to you. They couldn't leave you out.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah.
And we must from now on call you Helen Breadbin. That's excellent news. I is a flag, the number one, some headphones, a desert island, and a question mark.
Does anyone know what flag that is?
It's the flag of Monaco, I believe.
You just Googled that.
Yeah. Monaco?
Maybe it's not relevant.
Oh, hang on. Who's listening in when we did the... We went around the world, Dave. Who is it who's listening in? Indonesia!
It's the flag of Indonesia. Sure.
There you go. God, I got one. I feel I can really relax now. Good.
Great shout. And we've learned something, that the flags of Monaco and Indonesia are the same.
If you don't listen to other episodes of this, if this is your first episode, absolute apologies. Jay.
We should put a disclaimer on the start of the podcast, actually, shouldn't we? That just says that every episode. If this is your first one.
Yeah,
sorry.
I sort of feel like the whole podcast is a living disclaimer, really. It's fine. Yeah, that's true. We do keep explaining ourselves. Jay is a man, a house, a bird, another bird, and another bird.
I think we're going to get up to M, by the way. We'll do the first half of the compendium today, and then the second half next week.
Good. I know what it is, Jay, by the way.
Jay is a man, a house, a parrot, and loads of birds.
I'll give you a clue.
Johnny Peebles.
Johnny Peebles. John and Peebles.
Oh, John and Peebles.
K
is a knee and a boxing glove. Knee box. Scottish, someone Scottish saying no boxes.
Knee boxes.
That's when all our Scottish listeners rang up and said no boxers. Do you remember,
Tom? I remember. Yeah.
No box episode.
We talked about what you should sleep in. Knee boxers. No.
Is it kickboxing? Have we talked about kickboxing? Kickboxing gloves. Kickboxing gloves. Remember we talked about kickboxing gloves. Top 10 kickboxing gloves.
It's like breaking a dream when you remember something you dreamt. Where are we going up to, Dave?
M. So we've got two more. L, which is lady money, computer. It's Louise in Telford, isn't it?
Oh, yes, Louise and Telford. Good. Lady Money Computer, Xbox controller and shopping trolley. Lovely Louise, who works at Computer Exchange Shop in Telford. If you're going
in
there...
She works at an unnamed shop, where they sometimes exchange computers.
Exactly so. And if you are going there to get yourself a secondhand phone, if you say the words cabin fever to Louise, she'll give you a 20% discount.
Wow, is that true?
No, not at all.
Do you want to get in the car?
Sorry, Lou.
M is a woman, a man, a witch, a child witch, a Christmas tree, and then a palm tree.
Man, woman, witch, tree.
That's it. Man, woman, witch, tree. We spoke about man, woman, witch, tree.
Which
did you do anything around Halloween?
Oh, hang on. Didn't we play Monopoly with trees?
Yeah, oh, Monopoly. What? Yes, correct. Look, the first ones are probably politicians. The second ones are magic. Witches.
Yes!
And the third ones are trees. That's really good. What a good one to end the first half on.
Well done, everybody.
Claire, will you clap, please? It's an applause break. You're the studio audience.
Ask her how she'd feel if people didn't clap her doing Phantom of the Opera.
She's on FaceTime to a dog, to be fair.
Oh, okay, fine. That's reasonable.
Hi, Finn.
Dave, who was it who did this for us again? Remind me.
Caroline.
Caroline, thank you. You're wonderful. That's so brilliant. And we'll do the other half of Caroline's compendium next week on Cabin Fever. Who wants to play a new game?
Claire's literally just on the phone. That's the noise you can hear.
It's fine. It's reasonable. It's completely professional.
She's like, do I need to leave the room? I was like, no, of course not. I don't think she meant, I'll just crack on with my normal daily routine. Make some phone calls. Maybe record my own podcast. My podcast in the corner.
Flute warm-ups. Listen, who wants to play a new game that Riddle Me Wilfred's come up with? Are you up for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I go and get him?
Yeah, play a sting. Hold get the child.
The line. Okay, still in his pajamas. Wilfred Price, hello, welcome back to Cabin Fever. Step right into the microphone, lovely boy. Say hi to everyone. You can hear.
Hi.
Hi, Wilfred. Hi.
You can hear Helen and Dave, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, now, Wilfred, do you want to explain how this game works?
So it's where I say a word. So, like, let's say I said ring. I'd say it in that real way, and I'd say ring.
Yeah, and you have to guess what the word is. So yeah. I'll tell you what it's based on. Did you see Nigella? There was a big fuss the other day because Nigella
microwave.
Has said microwave. So we've called this the microwave game, haven't we?
Yeah. Oh, that's very good. That's very
clever. I get it. Okay.
So he'd say
microwave, and we'd say, is it microwave?
Yeah, there you go.
And then
exactly.
We'd all get points.
And should we get a buzzer or something so we don't...
No, well, I've got a plan for that. He's got some here. We're going to go Dave first, Helen, Dave. I can't play because I've helped him come up with them, right?
Okay.
And then and we'll see. It's the first to get to two.
Okay.
Or actually, we've got five here. I don't know how the maths works. So if you get to two, we'll have a...
Yes, first of three, really, in many ways.
First of three, in many ways. It's old school.
First word.
Okay, tuck into the microphone, love. Here we go.
Horsey.
Okay, and this is for Dave, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, once more, please, Wilfred.
Horsey. Horsey. Horsey.
Is it?
Horsey.
It's changing every time.
Horsey.
Again? Sorry?
Horsey.
That is it. Horsey.
Horsey. Is it horsey?
No.
Oh! Is that your final guess, Dave?
Yeah. What is it?
What was the answer?
No, Helen gets a chance to steal.
No, she doesn't get it. We'll just give this one away. Right, go on. Wilfred, what was it?
House.
Oh, house. I see.
Oh, wow. I would have gone for horse too, Dave. I'm with you.
Thank you.
This is hard.
Yeah. It's the microwave game, love. Come on, this is supposed to be tricky. This is like...
Good game.
All right, Wilfred. Verbal Olympics. Question Wilfred, two. One for Helen, then. Here we go.
So hot air.
Oh, good. So,
say it again, sorry.
So, hot.
So, hot. So, hot.
So, hot.
So, hot.
So, hot. So, hot. Okay. Sahara.
No.
Go on, tell the answer.
Shoe.
You see?
Good
so
game,
hot
this.
Air.
It's this a good is such a good
so
game.
Air.
The microwave
so
game is brilliant.
Air.
Okay, really
all right,
good.
Dave,
okay,
back
okay.
to you.
I'm back. I'm ready now. I think
oh,
we've
this
had
one. I know which one this is. Good. Come on, do it. It's really good.
Sir Howard.
Again, please.
Sir Howard.
Sir
Howard.
Howard.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
do you?
It's nil-nil at the moment.
Sir Howard. Sea wood.
Oh, nearly. Sea what? Sea?
Oh, seaweed.
He's done it.
Yeah. Wow.
Good. Did you get that, Monksy? Is that what you're going to say?
No,
seaweed?
I was going to say shower, so I don't know anything.
Right. My confidence. Okay. Oh, I know this one.
Correct. Well done. Okay, this is for you now, Helen.
Oh, God, I'm sweating.
Yeah, great. Okay.
Need to get in the soured.
This is the most easiest one I have on my sheet.
Oh, okay, no pressure.
Really setting you up for a fail there.
Fiver. Fiver.
Oh, I've got this one.
Fiver.
Fiver.
No.
Oh, hang
okay,
on.
Okay.
Fiver.
Fiver.
I think you've just gone one too far, haven't you?
You're exactly right.
Fever.
No, you've gone one too far. I'm trying to make you get it so we can have some tension for the last one.
Yeah.
Fiver.
Five.
Yes.
Okay, so that means we've got a tie-break situation, guys, or what it should be called is a tiabriaka.
Yeah.
We've got a tiabriaka situation.
So the first one to say it wins.
Correct. Lovely stuff. Over to you, Wilfredo.
Well, it's genuinely tense, no?
Yeah.
I'm so competitive.
If you get it at the same time, I'll think of another one.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Why?
Wuhan.
Yeah, done it. Did you just say Wuhan? It's high. It was white, wasn't it?
Yes.
Playing that black in slow motion is in my brain is amazing because it's like we've both got it at the exact same time and it's a photo finish.
Yeah.
Except I crossed the line correctly and Helen just exploded.
In fact, should we do that? Should we play it back once more? Just have another listen. Here's that moment when they went over the finishing line at the same time. Dave on a horse, Helen not.
Helen just flopped down dead just before the finish line.
Well, yeah.
Boy.
One hand.
Yeah.
Well done, Dave. You've won the first ever round of the Microwave game. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
Wait.
Oh, gone.
If Helen gets this one, then we'll do another. We'll do another round.
You want to keep? Oh, he feels sorry for you, Helen.
Oh, I'm so touched.
Go on then. Give another one.
Okay.
If you get this one, soon, then you'll get another round. Are you ready?
Can I just tell you something, Wilfred, before you do this? You do realise that now you've played this game,
yeah.
The deal that we struck was that you come and do this and I'd allow you to go and play Minecraft.
Yeah.
So you're delaying playing Minecraft to help Helen out, and I think that's really nice of you.
Okay.
First time I've ever seen you delay Minecraft, literally, for anything, so that's lovely. Okay.
Also, it's the most faith anyone has had in me getting a correct answer in this game.
I've got a really easy one. But
okay.
Go on then.
It's a bit too easy.
No, go on, do it.
That sounds good.
Just for Helen. This for a draw.
This is too easy.
We're going to try.
Remember, I've not got a single one right yet.
She hasn't got any right. Just do it.
She got five.
Yeah, she got five right. Yeah, she did get five right.
Sorry. I did.
Go on. Tuck into the mic and do it.
Okay, I got another one, but it's a little bit harder. Are you ready?
Okay.
So wait. I forgot it. Drawer. Oof.
Draw.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done. Congratulations.
Oh, and it had a meaning to it as well because that's what we now have
because
done.
It's We've a drawn. Draw. Well done.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Right, Wilfred Price, thank you very much for bringing
Wilfred.
The world debut of the Microwave game.
What a fantastic
game. It's a pleasure.
Say bye.
He's got a good catchphrase at the end of the show as well. That's great.
Well, surely you should say, it's a plea as a hurray.
It's a plea as a hurray.
That'll do nicely. That's thank you, goodbye.
Thank you.
Try and work out this stunner.
Stoned, which is how I feel after that game?
Yes.
That's right, okay. Bye now. Close the door, please.
Bye.
Oh. There we are then, guys.
I loved how long that went on.
The Microwave game started on Sunday, finished on Tuesday. I think Postcard Lottery and the Microwave game are, you know, we could almost put a sort of bunch of games together as some sort of Christmas present package, couldn't we?
Well, these are the games we should be playing on the Christmas lunch this week, Tom.
Oh, sugar. It is this Friday, the 18th, is the Cabin Fever Christmas lunch. We're going to do a Zoom call. We're going to record it. We're going to put it out as a podcast. That's the plan.
Yay!
And then we'll take a pause for Christmas. Dave, I hadn't really discussed that with you, but we should take a pause for Christmas, right?
Well, that's the Christmas episode, yeah.
It's the Christmas episode, and then we'll be back in, you know, June.
We'll do a New Year episode.
Are you sending food around to everybody's house so we can eat food?
Absolutely not, no. We are encouraging you, when we've got our guest list, if you're on our guest list, which at the moment is about 600 people, to bring the weirdest thing that you like to eat. That's the idea, the weirdest thing that you like to eat. And we're going to discuss that, basically.
How are we going to administer this lunch now, Tom? Because what we've done is just said yes to people that wanted to come so far. But yeah. I don't know about you. I haven't really written it down anywhere, have you?
What do you mean? The fact that we're doing it?
Have you written down the list of people that we've said yes to?
Oh, sugar. No, I absolutely haven't. No.
Could you just send out a public Zoom link and cross your fingers that nobody comes on and flashes you?
No, it'll get... Yeah, exactly, because Dave will pop on and flash us, or Cornelius will. Well, we'll have to think about the admin, Dave. It'll have to be some sort of tweet scenario, won't it? Because yeah, I, for one, am not going back through all the tweets where people said they're coming and we've said, yeah, you can come. Because that's too much like work for me, Dave.
It's not going to happen. That's all right. Okay, we'll have a little think about it. Basically, if we said yes, of course you can come. Should we try an honour system? If we've told you, you can come.
Let us know. Yeah, good. Because our DMs are open on Twitter. So if we have said to you...
Then just DM us the word lunch and then we'll send you the Zoom link. Oh, that's great, isn't
good.
It?
An honour system.
An honour system.
So, and also, it requires you to have listened to this episode. So if you
I was
want...
going to say, yeah, that's commitment to the podcast, isn't it?
Well, that's what we expect from our listeners. If we have said to you, yeah, definitely come and do the Christmas lunch, DM us the word lunch and we will reply to you with a Zoom link and we'll see you on Friday the 18th.
Great news. Great news, everybody.
AOB.
What time?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Oh,
Well, that'll be in the link. That'll be in the link.
Yeah. Dave, superb answer. Superb.
That'll be in the link. That'll be in the message that you get, Helen.
I tell you what, if there's ever any two people, Helen, who know how to kick an admin can down the road, it's me and Dave. Right. Thanks for coming. All the best. Kind regards.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye. Bye. Cabin FE83709. Oh, cabin FE83709. Oh, cabin FE83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name.
Oh, for...
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.